We clear the way for our 27-time Last Character Standing champion. Please welcome Jeep Cherokee, the Native American who hates the outdoors.
My grandfather, Flying Hatchet, he great warrior, legend among my people. Flying Hatchet begins summer camp for crackers. Break needing parents and children of great boredom to land of canoe ride on lake, and of horse trail through wood, and of macaroni art on paper plate. Flying Hatchet first to make famous Mona Lisa, but just because he make it with properly aligned penny pasta, he no get credit. Painter of self-esteem issue, then run with idea, and now he immortal. Meanwhile, Flying Hatchet left to pick up pieces of shredded life, and that when he found Camp What You Gonna Pay Me. Whitey say, you know what Timmy need? To learn craft of latch hook. Yes, that exactly what Timmy need as a 9-year-old. Latch hook. And that where Flying Hatchet come in. Flying Hatchet pay Cal Berkeley hippie Indonesian shoemaker salary to teach Timmy to make lopsided rug. Timmy mom shove rug in back of closet, but she get too weak without Timmy. Timmy dad out too large, but he get too weak without Timmy. Cal Berkeley hippie get too weak with Timmy, but she get weed money. As for Flying Hatchet, well, he rolling in dough just because he let unwanted cracker borrow canoe for an hour. Man, he a legend, all right. Which leaves us with Timmy. Timmy get poison ivy, a spider bite, ass rash, food poisoning, a 2-day wedgie from older campers who laugh at Timmy's undersized wiener when he make mistake of no return and skinny dip with friend of camera phone. But worse yet to come. Timmy experienced PlayStation withdrawal. He have convulsion and wigwam, night terror and teepee, nosebleed and mess hall, and have fit of many tear at camp counselor pup tent of billowing smoke. By end of 2 week at camp, what you gonna pay me? Timmy looked like Cool Hand Luke just taken from sweatbox. Poor Timmy. Jeep Cherokee no go to summer camp. Summer camp outdoor. Jeep Cherokee hate the outdoor. Plus, Jeep Cherokee have nickname for campground. It called Grandpa's House. My brother's great uncle's brother, Running Claw, he great warrior, legend among my people. Running Claw have child named Indigo Sky, but Indigo Sky, son of great shame, he get blitzed on firewater during birthday of 21 year. Fellow warrior and tribe take him still hopping. Indigo Sky end up face down in own Cherokee vomit. And with traditional power hour still to come in Scottsdale. Next rise of sun, Indigo Sky wake up with head filled with pain and arms filled with mustachioed stripper. Indigo Sky tried to gnaw off arm, not unlike beaver caught in bear trap. Only this trap smell like Marlboro and cotton candy mixed and have facial hair like Sam Elliott. It no work, though. Yeti woman wake up before Indigo Sky even reach bone with teeth. As legend tell it, with her back hair soaked in his blood, she turned to Sky and say, "Hey, Geronimo, want to pass me my peacemakers?" Next thing no, she pee a blue stripe on stick of proof. That right. Indigo Sky soon father to goateed daughter. Who, like mother, grow up to swing on fireman's pole of seduction. Her name, Destined to be Destiny. It's an Indian name. Well, Destined to be Destiny, great source of embarrassment for my people. But that don't stop them from shoving paper money in her G-string loincloth like it was a Shriner's red Christmas kettle. Of course, Destined to be Destiny get last laugh. She filthy rich now, man. She have manicure of great cost and drive souped-up Escalade to and from the beaver trap. At her place of work. Destined to be Destiny afford cool, tiny clothes, suction of unwanted fat, and boob plentitude. But you think with all that money, she'd get a electrolysis by now. I guess that her thing, though. You know, like TV's Magnum PI, only not short for Private Investigator, but Poon Illustrated. destined to be destiny, rock my Cherokee ass off, man. Hey, almost 8:30. Time to go. ESPN2 replaying Vegas poker tournament. Must learn tip before next game. Talk to you next week when you give loudmouth Christian the holy boot. Thank you.